FM 104.6. This is Vectis Radio. I've got Oscar in the studio, and we were chatting about the exam results. Well done to everybody that's done brilliantly well. And there's a number of schools that have been in touch that, you know, they've done exceptionally well. So well done to you lot, and obviously commiserations to those people that haven't done quite so well. But hey, look, there's always next year, and don't lose too much sleep over it. You can always retake. And retract and so on and so forth. It's not going to be the end of the world, I guarantee it. It will feel like it today, but tomorrow's another day. Got Oscar in the studio. You were just saying, Oscar, that you were a little bit worried about your sister, because your sister starts mock exams.
Yeah.
And how old is your sister?
13.
See, that seems a bit early.
Yeah.
And I said to you whilst that song was playing that, you know, my belief is we've now extended the time that youngsters stay on at school. So would it be worth extending the time when they choose options and put pressure on themselves so they can remain unpressured and youngsters for as long as possible? I mean, just going back to 1981 when I left school, there was no hype over the exam results. There was no TV cameras. There was no radio turning up and asking you and putting you under pressure and so on and so forth. So I think at some point we've got to alleviate some of the pressures that youngsters are under. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you, how concerned are you about your sister being 13 and having to do mock exams?
I'm concerned, but, like, I think she's kind of capable to do them, but it's it's a bit worrying because you don't know, because I think she's young, but I don't know, I think she's kind of capable to do them.
Okay,
but
we've got to believe in her. She's got to believe in herself as well. It's no good us saying, oh, you don't think you're gonna do it, you're gonna be under real pressure, and then she'll start thinking that she would be, so
then she'd be really nervous and stuff, and it's just,
there must be a fine line of trying to alleviate the pressure. And I mean, it's all very well now. You were all shouting about it, and it is. It's lovely. I mean, it must be so nice to be able to get a camera on you and say, oh, yeah, I've done brilliantly well. That moment is captured. But just remember, there are people that have been under enormous pressure, and there will be people that will open their exams today and go, oh, no, it's not what I want. I'm going to have to backtrack and do something else. You know, there's pressure. And I was just thinking, if we're staying at school longer, then surely we can alleviate the pressure for a little bit longer as well. Because, 13, 14, with life the way that it is now, there's just pressure in all directions. And I know that you took a back step in some way, where you said, I hope you don't mind me saying this on air, but you said if you hadn't done what you'd done, you'd still be in your shell. And you would be, struggling.
Yeah.
And by changing schools, you've done exactly that. And and by taking a step back, you're now able to come forward in your own pace.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't be here today. Like, I wouldn't be the person who I am now. I wouldn't be speaking here.
But you know what I said to your mum yesterday, or it might have been today actually. When you talk now, you sound like a little old man.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great, because a year ago, you would come in with the rest of the team from the school that you represent, and you'd be one of those kids that would be at the back, that would be very quiet. And now you're almost like moving up to the front and, you know, taking control of a microphone and more confident and so on, which is great to see. It really is good to see.
Yeah.